How's it going, guys? So obviously we've got our 1,000th clip here. Holy shit. And some of you wanted something dramatic. I don't really know what to say. I thought maybe I would make a clip in Japanese. I thought, I know some of you are probably irritated by the audio. I'm not using my good mic. Clearly I'm outside and there's going to be some background noise, but you'll handle it, right? So why don't we just hop into the clip? And obviously, if you've been following my content, I'm appreciative that you've stuck by me. And if you're new, then yeah, why don't you subscribe to my channel and not be an asshole? All right, so why don't we do the clip? So 43-year-old woman, she's got three-week history, cough, fatigue, one pack of cigarettes daily, 23 years, hypertension with hydrochlorothiazide, it's managed, blood pressure 130 and 80, chest x-ray shows several nodules throughout both lung fields, sodium normal 137 should be 135 to 145, potassium normal 3.8 should be 3.5 to 5, calcium elevated 10.3 should be 8.4 to 10.2, which the following is the next best step of management. So choice A, 0.45% sodium chloride, which is one half normal saline, wrong fucking answer. And I did this on purpose because we have elevated calcium, and the first step in management for elevated calcium would be normal saline, 0.9%, which shows up on 2CK questions. You will never give one half normal saline on US Similia. I've never seen it. If you talk about QBank nonsense, okay, in the setting of EG, symptomatic hypernatremia, never seen it. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B. And just real quick, of course I could mention that we talk about the PONS. If you're correcting hypernatremia too quickly with hypotonic saline, you can get cerebral edema. But for the PONS, you can get central pontine malanalysis if you correct hyponatremia too quickly with 3% hypertonic saline. As I already said, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, bisphosphonate therapy such as pimidronate for hypercalcemia, wrong fucking answer, okay? So pimidronate tends to be the one that shows up on 2CK questions as per my observation. You don't have to stress, is it going to be alendronate, pimidronate, etc. I'm just telling you. Alendronate tends to be the one that's given for osteoporosis after weight-bearing exercise, calcium, vitamin D. It can be given in multiple myeloma, alendronate to preserve bone density. It can be given family medicine questions, patients who are on multiple courses of oral steroids, preserve bone density. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, fluid restriction, wrong fucking answer. Okay, so extremely high yield answer choice for sodium derangement questions, i.e. SIDH, diabetes insipidus, psychogenic polydipsia. They'll give you all these answer choices, and you're just going to choose fluid restriction first. It's the answer 9 out of 10 times, okay? So I know some of you studying for step one, you don't have to worry about that, but for those of you 2CK, if you're not sure about what's going on with an SIDH, DI, psychogenic polydipsia question, 9 out of 10 times, fluid restriction. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, glucocorticoid therapy, correct answer. Diagnosis is going to be sarcoidosis. And we have elevated calcium here, multiple nodules throughout both lung fields as our bihilar lymphadenopathy. If you think this descriptor is arcane or abstruse, don't take it up with me. Take it up with the NBME exam because they have virtually an identical question where they just say several nodules in both lung fields. They want sarcoidosis. The answer is glucocorticoid next. Okay, so obviously, for those of you studying for step one, you need to know it's a idiopathic autoimmune disease, classically African-American woman, 30s, 40s, but they don't have to give you the race. And it's going to be non-caseating granulomas in multiple organ systems, classically the lungs. They're non-caseating granulomas composed of activated macrophages called histiocytes or epithelioid macrophages that secrete 1-alpha-hydroxylase, converts 25D3 into 125D3. The latter goes to small bowel, increases calcium absorption, causes hypercalcemia. And it will suppress your endogenous PTH. So if it's an arrow question, for instance, you're going to choose a down arrow PTH, or they could just tell you PTH is low. So let's just hop through the others, or the final answer choice here. Synaclin test, wrong fucking answer. When students don't know an answer, they choose weird sounding shit. This is AKA cosine tropin test, or ACTH stimulation test, which is what we're going to do for diagnosis of adrenal insufficiency, such as Addison disease, Waterhouse-Fredrickson syndrome. So if you give exogenous ACTH, someone with a normal normal adrenal glands, we would expect a robust increase in cortisol. Patients who have adrenal insufficiency are going to have a very modest, not absent, but a very modest increase in cortisol. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. Make sure you make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.